And it's time to talk cars with Ernest Page of changecars.co.za. Just a reminder that you are welcome to call in with your motoring question on 021-446-0567 or send a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. Ernest, always great to have you with us. Welcome back.
Oh, fantastic to be back. And I'm in a bit of an interesting spot now on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back of an S500 Mercedes-Benz being chauffeured whilst on my laptop and in a sort of a reclined position at the back.
Oh, lovely. How the other half live.
Yeah, okay, exactly. And this is the thing. This is my aspiration over here now, because I've just made a list in my to-do list for future things. Get a limousine and get a driver.
I like it. Well, enjoy the ride, and I'm glad to see here you're not worrying about driving at the same time as talking to us.
No, okay. Thankfully not.
Never going to happen. Ernest, okay, well, let's not talk about expensive Mercedes Benzes. Let's start with news on a budget car, a new budget C3 that's being introduced by Citroën.
Oh, yes. And it's, so, you know, the team at Citroën are just a really good bunch of people that like bringing in good cars. And it's the Stellantis group, which has a whole bunch of brands underneath them, and Citroën being one of those brands. And in Europe, Citroën is exceptionally popular. You know, they make really good cars, but those cars just haven't landed with the South African public. So now they've got the C3, which plays in that space, that sub 300,000 rand space. It's 79,000 rand cheaper than the outgoing model because it's now produced in India.
Okay.
And it's now just easier for them to make it. It's cheaper for them to make it. And now finally they can compete against the other cars in that very competitive segment. And dare I say, this is at the moment one of the class leading options you can find for under 300,000.
Okay. Why do you say that? What has it got that that puts it on that list?
Well, it's got the cheeky sort of look that you want with a car like this. The kind of person that's going to want this car is going to want it to look funky and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this car looks like. It's got many, many colors, and some of them two-tone as well. You can spec two-tone inside the car as well, which is nice. Then, of course, you've got the infotainment system, which is now Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and 10 inches on the screen with decent resolution, including the rear camera, which has also got very, very good resolution.
Okay.
Then the seats are comfortable because Citroën is known for their comfortability. And it's got a little punchy 1.2-litre engine, which makes 61 kilowatts and 115 newton meters of torque. Having said that, in Joburg, I did find that the car was a little bit wheezy. So I think in Cape Town, it will perform better because of the denser air here at the coast. So usually the cars perform a couple of percentage points better here in Cape Town. And the fuel consumption is 5.6 liters per 100, which is very, very respectable for a car like that.
Okay, so and the price pack, the price point is very, very respectable for just about any buyer. Mm. You said under 300,000 rand, is that correct?
Yeah, 229,900 to be exact.
Okay.
And when you're playing in that space, you're looking at Picantos, you're looking at the Kiger, Renault Kigers, and things like that.
Yep.
I got to say, this is the most stylish option when you think of what you're getting in that space. So for someone that wants something that's cool and funky, and oftentimes, you know, first-time buyers want something that's individualized or at least feels individualized and tailored, and that's what you get for the two-tone car.
Okay, so something a little stylish and funky and with personality. And, I mean, it's not often you can say the words a brand new car at 230,000 rand, Ernest.
Yeah.
Usually in that price range, you're looking secondhand. So that is a very, very appealing offer from the new Citroën C3 if you wanted to look up the car.
I love the way you pronounce it, Citroën, exactly.
No, often I've watched that advert on TV. I've learned how, Ernest. Okay.
It's not all positive, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
When you're looking at under 250,000, there are some concessions. I did find that some of the switch gear did feel a little bit on the not-so-expensive side, but it's the kind of things that you would touch once, like the adjustment for the mirror, like the rearview mirror, etc. But, you know, other than that, they've the things that counted, they've loaded up quite nicely with comfort features. And you do get a 5-year, 100,000 warranty and a 2-year service plan in a time where sometimes these things now don't have to be bundled with anymore. So I think overall, a very good package for the new Citroën C3.
Thank you so much for the heads up. I'm going to keep practicing. I can hear that French accent, the Citroën.
You make it sound way better than I do.
I've got to make it sound sexy, Ernest. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now from one extreme to the other, from a brand new a budget car to a very old classic car, I guess we can call it, when you're not being chauffeured around in a Mercedes 500 or so. Ernest, I believe you have been driving a 1981 Corolla. What's the story there?
Oh, yes. And so, you know, I'm supposed to be a motoring journalist that talks about new cars all the time, but we've got a new segment. Our Change Cars TV show called All Things Motoring. And there I drive classic cars from time to time, or older cars from time to time. This Toyota is special. This is the Toyota of a gentleman that called in to Cape Talk a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we ended up buying it for the collection. We're taking good care of it. We're going to keep the car as promised.
Yeah.
And part of that promise was for me to do a little insert on the car today. And I took it for a test drive. And it just felt so familiar 80s. I think everybody can relate to the feeling of a 1980s type of car with no power steering, no air conditioning, but it doesn't matter. The weather's perfect today. The steering is still light. The car is very light on petrol, quick enough. It just took me back to the 80s. We did a bit of a retro review, if you will. And oh, how far cars have come in such a short time since then, 40 years, maybe not so short. But what interesting point Michael from Change Cars made is that cars from 1940s to 1980s, think of the jump that cars made then. And that, I think, is what that Toyota represents, the everyman's car. And as I said, we all have an experience with a 1980s Toyota Corolla because everything does keep going right according to them.
Yeah, I mean, I can still remember the boxy sort of design. You know, Ernest, you've made me think now, my very first job out of Varsity was working at a marketing research firm that compiled the monthly NAMSA figures and did sort of motor launches and things like that. And I remember the first time I walked into a new car launch and saw a vehicle with the sort of the slanted front that wasn't box-shaped anymore. And I remember looking at it thinking, it looks completely alien. What are they smoking? Nobody's ever going to buy a car that looks like that. And of course, now that's all we have just about. And I Googled the image of a 1981 Corolla, and I'm reminded of what all cars used to look like, with a very squared-off front and back and that sort of box shape. And I mean, it's an absolute classic. Ernest, you must be turning heads everywhere you go.
Oh, yes, indeed. And this car is very sought after at the moment and very rare, and people want to buy it everywhere you go. And we're in this Mercedes-Benz at the moment that's 3 million rand. But this Mercedes-Benz could be replaced by another one. That Toyota can't be replaced. There's only one just like that in that color, in that spec. So when I park at the restaurant now, I actually park the car in with the 3 million rand cone, because although it's not worth that much, it is very special. And in just super low mileage, fantastic condition. What a great car. And I think I'd love to hear from the listeners if there's anybody out there that has an experience with that box-shaped Corolla and what the experience was, because I think we can all relate to that experience.
So here's mine's the first hand going up. I had a bright red one that I took over from my mom very early in my driving days. And Ernest, I loved it. It was, as you said, so light on petrol. It was easy to park. I managed not to have any accidents in it in the entire time I drove it. I absolutely loved it.
By the way, there aren't any seatbelts at the back, eh?
Yes. Gosh, remember those days.
And we were it's such a weird throwback to a different, completely different time.
Cars with no seatbelts in the back, but an ashtray in the front. Yeah, how about that? Okay. Oh, Sandra's WhatsApp to say she's driving a 1990 Toyota Conquest that's got 142,000 kilometers on the clock. That's certainly in the same category, Sandra, and I hope you keep on enjoying the drive. Now, I bet a car like that, if it had a radio, Ernest, had a medium wave dial on the radio. Jeff writing in to say, what do we do? Because the new cars don't seem to have medium wave or AM radio on offer. And as Jeff points out, it's a big, big drawback if you're a Cape Talk listener.
Yes, exactly. But luckily we have the online, listen online setting.
Exactly.
And a lot of these cars have got built-in Wi-Fi. Having said that, most of the cars that I drive do have AM.
Okay.
I think it's a handful at the moment that don't, but you know, you can go to capetalk.co.za and go listen live online if you don't want to miss any of Pippa's lunchtime discussion.
And you've got the Cape Talk app as well, so keep that in mind. Okay, thank you. Here's another classic car lover saying, I own a 69 Capri, the most beautiful car in the world. You can enjoy your old Corolla, but it does not compare to my beauty. Love it. Bit we'll of friendly rivalry here.
We'll have to line up at the drag races sometime and do like a 50-second quarter mile or something. But that's the thing about old cars like this. They have their following. They have their cult following. And enthusiasts, I'm very enthusiastic about these things. One of the things that I spoke to a gentleman named Peter about this exact same thing. And he told me that old cars are special because every single part is not as shared as every single part these days. You know, there's certain parts that are shared, but a lot of it is custom and special and never, ever to be seen again.
Yeah, yeah. This is not such a happy Corolla story. Pat saying, my father bought me a Toyota Corolla back in 1983 and I was so proud of it, but it was such a dud. It rusted from the beginning. Toyota was fixing it virtually every 3 months, and on 18,000 kilometers, I just got rid of it in despair. Gosh, that surprises me, because that's not the kind of longevity you expected from the Corollas of the early 80s.
Not at all. Their whole slogan was everything keeps going right, and their reliability. To this day, Toyota has a reputation of reliability in South Africa. So that's very surprising. Yeah. I wonder if they live very close to the coast.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. If you were on sort of a beachfront property in Musenberg or something like that, the rust damage would have been getting it to you. Somebody else saying, an older friend had a box Toyota when I was 18 years old and he would give it to me to drive. I crashed it twice and then I bought it from him as my first car. Oh my gosh.
No choice.
I guess you had to do that. I hope you didn't crash it thereafter again.
I'd rather be in this Mercedes-Benz if in case of an incident, because those older cars, it's not just the fact that they're older, they're also the metal fatigues over time. So if you're driving a classic, you just got to be careful. And that's one of the reasons I'm back in the Mercedes and I met this gentleman named Reno, and shout out to him. We were checking all his cars. And I'm back in the Merc now because I just don't want to drive that car on the road. It's just too risky. I just gave the keys back. I'm done now.
Okay. You'd rather stay safe on the roads. Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Ernest, before we let you go, we did say we'd give some feedback this week to the listener who called in last week. She's currently driving a Renault Clio 2016. And remember, she told us she commutes from Strand to the CBD every single day. So she's looking for a replacement car at under 300,000. Obviously, it needs to be able to cope with that kind of mileage. What did you find in your research?
So if she's going to be staying with a Renault and she said she wanted something that's got a little bit of speed as well, and she likes speed and she's traveling fast. So you could look at a replacement Clio. You get the 1.0 turbo, the 2023 model. I see one on Change Cars here for $299, which is exactly the budget.
Okay.
You probably negotiate that a little bit. If you want something more stylish and a bit bigger, then you could go for the Kiger, but there are lots of Renaults in that space that you could get, including, as I said, the Kiger and the Clio. If she's looking at other brands, then she's got plenty options. Toyota has still got the Urban Cruiser, the older spec one. If you get for $250,000, that's a little bit bigger. But I think it might not be as comfortable as the Clio. Then you could get a RAV4, or 2018 RAV4, maybe a later model as well, if you want a bigger car, and a list of things like Polos, etc., that are also on that list. The car that I think does stand out for me, something that will be light on petrol, something that you can drive far and have space. And I think if you want to feel a bit safer on the longer, maybe still higher up, I do see a very nice Eco Sport here, 2022 model, $299. That's about 6,000. No mileage, that'd be a good option as well.
Ernest, thank you so much. The signal just starting to die out on us there, but just in the nick of time as we got to the end. Appreciate that feedback and good luck to you, Ms. Owner of the Renault Clio. I hope there's some advice in there that's going to suit your budget. Ernest, always lovely to chat to you. Please enjoy the rest of the ride in the back of the Merc and be safe on the roads till we chat again next week.
We'll definitely do that, Papa. Thanks so much for the chat.
Ernest Page of changecars.co.za.